Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2019 is well underway now, and many are still feeling a lot of uncertainty about how our economy will perform this year. How will the trade wars, interest rates, and politics play into the multi-year economic growth we have been experiencing? Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. Frank, welcome.
Thank you.
Of these topics that I mentioned, which are you most concerned about of derailing this economic expansion? The trade wars, interest rates, politics?
Yes. So what's going on here is we've already, now that the fourth quarter numbers have come in, have seen a slight slowdown at 2.6%. So it didn't hit the 3% a lot of people would like to have seen. And so it makes it really hard now to say, where's the steam to get us back up to the higher numbers for the first quarter of this year? And we already have a couple of events that are going to throw major problems in trying to estimate where we are. The first one is this strange polar vortex that is shutting down half the country. This is worse than a hurricane in a sense. This is actually shutting down states across the Midwest. That's got to have a negative effect on our economy for the first quarter. The second one is the uncertainty of the outcome of the shutdown. The Congressional Budget Office says that we have suffered about a $3 billion permanent hit to economic growth. Larry Kudlow in the White House basically says, no, the money that wasn't spent, once we flip the switch, will get spent, so it's not a permanent. Once you get those polar opposites, the real answer, obviously, is somewhere in between, and we don't know where that is. Yes, once all the federal employees get paid, they will pay their mortgages, they will pay off their debts, they will buy their groceries, but there is a lot of other economic activities that just will not take place because of the shutdown, and also the uncertainty of a possible another shutdown, which we don't know where that's going to be. So we've got some really strange politics going on. Behind that, we still have we don't know what the trade issues are going to look like. Germany and France are slowing down. China is slowing down. And so globally, we have that as a damper on our economic growth also. There are more dark clouds out there than I would have forecasted about 5-6 months ago.
And so then 2019 may indeed be the year the growth stops?
I will not say the R word. Sorry. I don't think we will see that much of a decline. But, you know, once you get used to 3% and you lose a good percent off of that, that's not good. We could see a slowdown because of all these events. I happen to be a believer that the Federal Reserve interest rate stuff is not a major driver in the economy. I think it's a major driver in stock market analysts' panic. Long-term rates are still fairly low by historical standards. Interest rates are still very low by historical standards. So I don't see that as a drag on the economy. And I don't see any of that being a drag in South Carolina and certainly in Charleston. We're still, at least in our area here in the Charleston metro, we're growing gangbusters. We're bursting at the seams in terms of trying to get things done. Full employment, very low unemployment rate, housing construction constrained by the fact that you can't find workers, but it's still all there. There's a huge pent-up demand. So, you know, all of that still looks good. So I don't see, you know, a bad news scenario, but I think there's more cause for caution in making that prediction now.
And we haven't mentioned inflation, but you did mention the tight labor market. We still haven't seen that evil head of inflation come out of this tight labor market yet, have we?
No, and you know, one of these days I'm going to get it right. You know, for about 10 years now, I've predicted rates are going to go up, and I think one year I'm going to get it. And I think we could also say the same thing about inflation. With all the money creation from the last financial disaster, you would have predicted inflation on the horizon. It just hasn't happened. And we're not seeing it in wage growth either. We are seeing wage growth, but it's not yet translating into higher commodity prices. It's an amazing phenomenon. We know those relationships have not held, and they're not holding now.
Well, Frank, as always, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to checking in with you again in the future.
Thank you. Look forward to it also.
Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis. He joined us by phone from his office at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.